Well, these are noble professions, and they need support and professionalization and training. COVID-19 is very much on everybody's minds right now. Mm-hmm. But it's important not to lose sight of all the other health issues around the world, and particularly in South Sudan. There are a great many, from malaria to typhoid to maternal and child health. South Sudan used to have the lowest rates of the worst rates of maternal and child health in the world, the highest rate of maternal death in childbirth. It's still not great, but it's better than it was. And that's because of the expansion of these professions, nursing and midwifery. The Canadian project with UNFPA, the Canadian Midwives Association, the Ministry of Health, AMREF, and so forth, has been building up that capacity, working with the South Sudan Nurses and Midwives Association. When this project, series of projects, began in 2012, there were only 8 midwives in all of South Sudan. There are now over 700, the majority of whom, about 460, have been trained through this project. Mm-hmm. So we consider this very important and central to bettering society and health in South Sudan.
All right. Now talking about nurses and midwifery, nurses right now with this COVID-19, of course, they are some of the frontline fighters. Yeah. What support is needed to help them to help us?
Well, I mean, part of the project is training them, making them also agents of information, equipping them to deal with to shield themselves and shield the public from COVID-19, but also remembering those fundamental health concerns. Serious as COVID-19 is, it's not the worst threat, the worst health threat, public health threat to South Sudan. So all this other work needs to continue. You just had my Japanese counterpart and
WFP program,
in,
yes.
Talking about food security. Food insecurity is also a huge risk in South Sudan. And we mustn't let COVID-19 stop those operations. Likewise with other vital health work.
Right. So how would you describe the COVID-19 situation in South Sudan?
Well, look, I'm not the best person to ask, but you know the stats. There are 174 cases now. But, you know, let's not forget that there have been 47,000 measles cases this year and 23 deaths. So this is why I stress these underlying facts. Now, you know, our midwifery project has, over the years, meant that midwives are assisting at almost 60,000 births since 2015. You know, those are women who otherwise would have been giving birth without any kind of support.
Right.
And over 200,000 visits of antenatal care and a similar number of neonatal care. These things need to continue regardless.
Right. Now, what kind of particular support in that regard are you offering?
Okay. There are a number of things. The biggest one is training. Right, training through the National Health Institutes, but also professionalization of the South Sudan Nurses and Midwives Association. And in the same project, we're also looking at gender-based violence. We're supporting 3 one-stop family protection centers in Juba, Rumbek, and a third place that I'm afraid I'm forgetting.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, menstrual hygiene. Providing menstrual hygiene education, but also reusable pads so that girls can wash them and continue to go to school during the periods.
Yes, earlier here, talking about the International Nurses Day, one of the biggest concerns that our listeners raised was about motivation for these nurses. They work so hard, paid less, work for long hours. How do we ensure that, you know, these nurses are actually comfortable? They have what it takes to continue going to work every morning, have the motivation so they can go and serve people. What should be done in this aspect?
Look, they need to be paid. This is fundamental across the entire public service sector. Nurses need to be paid. Teachers need to be paid. And, you know, the donors can't be the ones to do this, not in the long term. I think I said this before when I was in this very studio. We, Canada and the other donors, are here for a long time, but we're not here forever. And South Sudan needs to prioritize and to find the resources to support the frontline workers, whether they're nurses or teachers or so forth. This is the central priority for any country to serve its people.
All right. Now, this project of Canada helping midwives and training midwives and nurses, is it only here in Juba? Or just give us more view of, like, where is these trainings taking place? How can someone who wants to join and be helped with this training also get these trainings?
Yes. Well, they need to apply through the National Health Institutes, and it's taking place where the National Health Institutes are. I'm not sure of where they all are, but they're across the country. Juba is the largest single one, obviously, but it's not confined to Juba because the needs are across the country as well.
Excellent. If you just join us, you're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show. Our guest is the Canadian Ambassador to South Sudan. Ambassador, any other projects that the Canada Embassy or your government is working on here in South Sudan that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I should mention that beyond the midwifery project, we're big in the health sector. We're supporting the health pooled fund. But we're also in education through the Girls Education South Sudan project, through several other, and in food security. And by food security, I don't just mean contributions to humanitarian relief, WFP, but also building up resilience, building up the agricultural and fisheries sectors. Mm-hmm. All of this needs to be addressed simultaneously.
All right. And your final remarks or message out there as we fight this deadly virus, COVID-19. Would you like to say?
Well, I mean, let me just repeat once more that we mustn't lose sight of the entire range of health issues in South Sudan. And to underscore on this day, the International Day of the Nurses, how nursing and midwifery are noble professions and deserve our support.